We're learning Masech this human that fei bezim and beis. We start from the Mishnah that fei bezim and aleph. The Mishnah says, "Urber she'ericha machil naisa sheteshiv ashetoshiv nafsha." If a urber smelled food and she has a taiva for it, and if she won't eat it, she'll be a sakana. So meila, you could give her food until she calms down. Now the Rosh and the Ran say it's lav dafkan urber. There's such a thing. Any person could smell food and get a such a taiva. They say lashon v'sinshtanu panav. His face turns colors. He's mesukin ekidin yom kippur. The makar is in the gemara in Ksuvas daf samach aleph, which has a case of a waiter that didn't eat, and he smelled the food, and it was a sakana. He could even eat tray for food. Shulchan Aruch brings down this din from the Rosh and the Ran, and Simon Tafrei Shid Zayin Siv Gimel. So Mishnah Berurah there brings from the Achrenim. So why does it say dafkan over a pregnant woman? They say that a regular person, it's only if it's a shtanu panav, his face changed colors. That's the Lashon of the Rosh and the Ran, the Lashon of the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Samech Aleph, where they're coming from, has been Nishtan Upanav. But Urba doesn't say Nishtan Upanav. So that's a chilek, a pregnant woman, is even if they're not Nishtan Upanav. But a regular person, it's only if it's Nishtan Upanav. The Mishavur brings of Sam Sefer, very interesting Shuvan, Evan Ezra Chilek, Beisim and Peveis. He says, what's a chilek? What's a chilek? How come a regular person needs Nishtan Upanav and Urba doesn't? So, he says that the pshat is if a regular person says I'm b'sakana, we don't believe him. We don't believe him. He brings it b'shem the Tais Kadashim and the Mishnayis. There was a discussion there. There was a kasha from Rashi and Mishnayis and others that says about one of the nisim that happened to Beis Hamikdash was that woman never was mapil because of the reich of the basa kachim, and Rashi's mashma they wouldn't give her the meat. And the question is why not? Why not? The Gemara says that over you give her the meat. So the Tzaddik says, if you don't know she's Muveris, you don't give her the meat. You don't believe that she's Muveris? Aye, every person. Right? So if it's not a Shtan of Panev, every person not. So the Chacham Shleimer from Shleimer Kluger, the end of Shulchan Aruch, is bothered. He said, why not? Why shouldn't you believe them? Erechanem v'yisurin. Chayav v'sul shmer. But the Tzaddik says, in Shasad Azach, he says, it's not because, it's very interesting. Azach, you would think maybe because we know he's making a mistake. It can't be he's b'sakana. He just thinks he's b'sakana. But the Sefer says, no, if the person thinks he's b'sakana, he can eat. We just don't believe him. It's a b'sul shveh, like the Chacham Shleimer says, why shouldn't you believe him? The Mishnah Berurah Mamish brings us down. I saw the Rishi brings down from Shleimer Zalman Obech, it's in the Minchas Shleimer, that he thinks that Isha would be in a menace of Adon, like the Chacham Shleimer. And he says, let's say you have a person comes to you, he looks perfectly healthy, but he tells you, the doctor told me I'm a sukin, if I don't eat, then I'm going to die. Except for the Chassam Seif, it's mashma, the body the person could eat, but no one could feed him. We don't believe him that he's masukin. Rosh Hashanah says, no, a body can believe him. He mutches a bissel with the Chassam Seif. It's a rechim ledina. I say, maybe he can learn the chaldi nishtan and panay, not nishtan panay, like the Chassam Seif. That by an Urba, we assume she's masukani, even when she's not nishtan panay. By another person, we don't assume he's masukani. He has a big craving, he has to eat. But not, we don't assume he's masukani. Very interesting, Taisim Kippur says, Taisim we confirm here, from the Kavis Tvarim, says, even if she's Nisava because she remembers the food, that she, or she sees the food, or whatever it is, you also give it to eat. He says, she remembers the food, then she gets a type of it. That it says, Iricha is just Urcha the Musa. To me, it's a big Yiddish. A pregnant woman gets a craving for food, it's considered a sakana. Mustama, most times, if she wasn't a richam, like the Mara says, Yaleich Shema, you tell her that it's Yom Kippur, most times she's not a richam, Mustama and Yaleich Shema would work. And if it's Yom Kippur, so she wouldn't have the craving. The Rashi's lashon is that if she's Eina Echela, Shneim Musakana, both the Isha and the Ubra is Musukan. Which here you have, the Rosh and the Ran are both Marichim. Is there a din Bikuch Nefesh because the Sakanas of what? The sugya also is the need of that Memdalim and Aleph. There, the Rishonim there, the Ramban, the Rajman, the Dvar, the Ran, they all speak about it. Because they have a problem. The Mishnah there says that a Tine Benya Mechad, anyone who kills him is Chayiv. So it sounds like if he's not a Benya Mechad, he's an Uber. So then, someone who kills him is Pata. It sounds like an Uber is not called a Nefesh. Rishonim asks, the Gemara in Erichin says, if an Isha was about to give birth, but then she dies of childbirth, you bring a knife and you cut her open, even if you have to bring a knife there, Chushus HaRambim, you cut her open to save the Uber. So it sounds like you're Michal Shabbos for an Uber. Even though here it says that if someone kills an Ubri, he's potter. It sounds like an Ubri is not a nefesh. So the three terutzim in the Rishayin, and one teretz was that cutting the isha is not a mocha deraisa because she's dead. But that's what they're bothered, because the Gemara there says you could even bring a knife from Rishus Rabim. But the other teretz is that this is not an Ubri. Once the mother died, it's already considered born. It's just Dela Sushanin Lafanav. So Mela, according to that sheet, you're not Mechal Shamus for that soul of the Uber. So, but there's another teretz, that even though it's not a nefesh legabe, if you kill it, if someone kills an Uber, he's not Chayim Misa, but still it's enough of a nefesh in Mechal Shamus. Because Mechal Shamus Achas, say Shish Meshubas is Harbe. This is what the Bahag holds, and the Ramban brings this in Teretz Adam. And the feed is teretz, in Mechal Shamus for the Uber also. And that's what the Rosh and the Ramban bring down. Now it's mashma a little bit. You don't have the parshat of a chayvim by Ubri. We have another din of chalal shabbos achas yishish mishubas esharbe. But al kapanim, then there, according to that, there is a din to mechal shabbos to save the Uber. Now the Rosh and the Ran, after they bring the sol arichas, they say there's no nafkamina, because any woman that could miscarry, so then it's not only a sakana for the Uber, it's also a sakana for the mother. So male is not an nafkamina. Vadekim mechal shabbos to prevent the miscarriage, because every miscarriage is not only a sakana for the Uber. It's also sakana for the mother. Now it's interesting, Shtekel in the Beis Meir, he has letters back and forth to Rabbi Kiva Eger, since Simon Shin Lamed, he says, L'chai, there is an afkamina. Let's say you have a woman, Uloy Aleinu, becomes a Christian. She becomes a Mumeris. See, now, you don't save a life on Shabbos anymore. She gave up a Yiddishkeit. You don't save a life on Shabbos anymore. But let's say she's pregnant, and she's going to be miscarriage. So if the din is you save the Uber, say, so, hey, you can save the Uber. Savani Michal Shamus for the Uber. The Uber is like a Tinek Shanishba. But if there's no din of Chil Shamus for the Uber, just for the woman, you'll save. It's always negate the woman. But this woman, you don't have the din Chil Shamus to save. She's a Mumeris. As I tie it to Bikivega, the Beis Meir says, I'm not sure. Maybe you don't even save this Uber. The whole din is to save Chalal Shamus Achas Yishish Shabbos is Harbe. And this baby that's going to be born to this woman that became a Mumeris, became a Christian, he's not going to keep Shabbos. So maybe even this Ubi you wouldn't save. And Kreiko was very bothered. What do you mean? V'chayvem means in all cases you save V'chayvem. As long as there's a Din of Yisrael. Unless you save by an Uber, it's different. Like we said, maybe you don't have a Pashat of V'chayvem because killing an Uber is Pati. You only have the Din of Chalel, Shabbos Achas, and Yishu Shabbos is Harvey, and that you wouldn't have by an Uber of a Mumeris. Now, I thought maybe there's an Afkamina that let's say for the mother, there'll be no, for the mother, there'll be no maila to go to another hospital. Let's say she's only by giving birth. And she can give birth in the local hospital without driving. But she finds out for the Uber, it's more important to go to the other hospital. For her, it's mamish the same. So there'll be nafkamin if you can mechal shamis for the Uber. The maisha to be alachet in Sim Shin Laman at the end of the maskal Ay Safik ben Shiva, he passes like the bag. They are mechal shamis for shul the Uber. Now the Gemara brings down the din that for Avodah Zarah is Yarek Valyava, you learn from Haftas Hashem Alekecha, and for Huadin, for Gilei Rais and Shvichas Damim, and Gilei Rais is learned after Shvichas Damim, because it's Kikash Yarka, Mishas Veil, Tzach Nefesh, Kein Adav Rezeh, just like with Tzach, it's Yarek Valyava, so now Imros is also Yarek Valyava, and then for Hanin no Shvichas Damim, it's a Svarah, because the case of Rami said that the head of the city wants me to kill someone. If not, he's going to kill me. He says, like, be killed and don't kill someone. My chazis, why do you think that your blood is more red? Maybe his blood is more red. Now Rashi says that the isha is not mitzvah to be maisa nefesh, because she's not doing a maisa. She's karka olam. What's the svara? So Taisa says the svara is like this. Because the whole din of Yarek V'yava by Gila Rai is learned from Shvichas Damit. And the whole din of Shvichas Damit is a svara. A svara, my chazis, my chazis, that svar only applies when you're doing a maisa. Why? Because you don't know which is better. So you don't do anything. But let's say it's the other way. Let's say they're trying to throw you on a baby. And they say, if you don't let us throw you on a baby, if you're going to run away and not let us throw you on a baby to kill the baby, we're going to kill you. So in that case, you wouldn't allow yourself to be killed. Why? Because my chaz is damadi day sumikvei, damadi day sumikvei. You have the same shal the other way. When you don't know which is better, so you do nothing. His and his friends are equal. So meila, whenever it's a shayla, you're going to kill. He's going to kill. It's a nishav al tasa. So arayis is learned out from shvichas damim. So just like shvichas damim, the svara is that you don't know which is better, you don't do anything. So Raya Yisus, you don't do anything. So the Isha is not doing a Maisa, so Mamela, there's a din that you don't say Yarek V'Yafer. So there's a shtickle from Rabbi Chaim, the first shtickle in the Sefer, Chedushim Ben Chaim al Rambam, Hilchos Yisaydei HaTeira. So one of the things he mentions in the shtickle is like this. He wants to know, what's Tosfos saying about being throwing on a baby? That's not a Ritzicha. That's not a Maisa Ritzicha. That's Eitzu Evan V'Yana Ritzeich. So that's Pashat, you're not Mechuyif to get killed. Not because you're not doing a Maisa. Because B'chal not called the Ritzicha B'chal. He's doing the murder, you're not doing the Ritzicha. So Rabbi Chaim explains that the Pshat in Tosfos is like this. Even if Lu Yitzur would be a Maisa Ritzicha, but since we're dealing with the Svar of Mayan Chazis, so the din would be that when a Shev Al Tasa, you wouldn't be Mechuyif to your Maisa Nefesh. You're right. But Arayis, it's Gil Arayis even without a Maisa. But Ritzicha, you really don't have a case of Ritzicha without a Maisa. But Tosfos is saying the Svar is Mechayev that way. God had an Aron of Chayim that the din of Yarek Valyava by Ritzicha, Lechayis even when it's not a Maisa Ritzicha. Lamashal, the Rambam says that let's say the Goyim come and say, if you don't give over the victim that we want, we're going to kill you. So the Rambam says, now they give him over. You have to be killed, you can't give over a yid to a guy. Even though everyone's going to be killed. That's not a Maisa Ritzicha. That's just being Goyim Ritzicha. The Dvam Sachem, and Av Gavav, says that you see from there, let's say like this. Let's say a guy tells you, I want to kill this yid, you have a gun. If you don't give me the gun to kill the yid, I'm going to kill you. Zakdu Dva, you can't give him the gun. You have to be killed, and you can't give him the gun. Yeah? You don't let me into the building. You don't give me the key to get into the building to kill the one I want, I'm going to kill you. No, you have to be killed, you can't give him the key. Even though you're not doing a Maisa Ritzicha. So, who would it if it's a case where the only way you could kill the baby is by throwing you on the baby, and you're not going to be doing a Maisa, but if you run away, you won't be able to kill the baby, then it'll kill you. So Taka L'chaira, there would be a din, without Taisus Svara of Mayan Chazis Adam L'Deisim Mekvei, there would be a din, L'mashal, if he says, if you don't come here where I could throw you on the baby, I'm going to kill you, and you don't have a Shev Al Tassim, L'chaira, there would be a din of Yarek V'Yavet, that's a shtickle Ar and Reb Chaim. But like upon him, that's what Reb Chaim says. But Reb Chaim goes into the Lomdus there, what's the Pshan and the Rishonim that don't know the Karka Olam? Rebbeinu Tam here in Taisus doesn't know the Karka Olam. The Ramban in Melchames at the end of the 8th parak says of the Karka Olam, and he holds the Rambam also, the Rambam never brings the Heter of Karka Olam, he says, hold that way. What's the Svar? Why don't they hold the Taisus Svar? You only learn that from Ritzicha. And by Ritzicha, the din is not to do a Maisa. So he has two Mahalchim to explain it. One Mahalch is like this, that even though by Ritzicha, that's a Svar, and the site of the Svar is Maichazis, and Maichazis only when you do a Maisa, but you're learning out Gila Reis from Ritzicha. Gila Reis, there's no Maichazis there. Gila Reis is not also Maichazis, because no one's getting killed anyway. Gila Reis also Chayim of the Avera. In the Chayim of the Avera, it's the same thing if you do a Maisa, you don't do a Maisa, it's the same Avera. The Isha, when she doesn't do a Maisa, is also over Gila Reis, just like the Ish. So even though in Ritzicha itself, where the reason for the Yayin V'Yavar is Maichazis, it is Taka difference if you do a Maisa, you don't do a Maisa. But in Gilei Arayis, it's not Chayek such a Chilek. Because by Gilei Arayis, there's no Maichazis. Gilei Arayis is the Chayim Ravera. The Chayim Ravera, there's no Chilek, do a Maisa, you don't do a Maisa. So the Chazanish, in the Gilei, the Chazanish says, why don't you say that you learn out from the Pasuk that the Avera of Gilei Arayis is the same as Pikuach Nefesh. Just like his Nefesh is the same as your Nefesh. So now you learn out from Gilei Arayis, and Gilei Arayis also, Gilei Arayis is the same as your Nefesh. And I think that's Taka what Taisus holds. That's what you learn out. That Gilei Arayis and your Nefesh are equal. But the other Rishayim with all of the Heter of Karka Olam, Reb Chaim is explaining, those are not such a thing. Your Nefesh and his Nefesh could be equal. Gilei Arayis is an Avera. You can't say that Avera is equal to Pikuach Nefesh. Either that Avera is Deicha Pikuach Nefesh, or Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Avera. But then, either way, it wouldn't make a chilek if it's Kumma Seh Hashem Al Tasa. That's good for the Svaris of Machlekes. Taisus holds the Hekesh is kind of literal, that just like with Ritzicha, you and him are equal, so Gilei Arayis, you and Gilei Arayis are equal. And the other Shem is not Chayech. Where Ritzicha tak, it's a Svara, you and him are equal. But once you have that Svara by Ritzicha, and you have the Hekesh to Gilei Arayis is not because you and Gilei Arayis are equal. Gilei Arayis is that there is two Chama to Rilchem Nebikuach Nefesh. But I want to link to one thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Seder Torah brings it to Yerushalmi. It's a shaila I had to learn that the pshat is, let's say the Goyim say, you have to kill Yena. If you don't kill Yena, we'll kill both of you. So the Rambam holds, even in that case, you say, Yarek Valyavar. So if I have to cast the Mishnah, but you don't have the Svar of Mechazis. Because it's a question of you killing him, or both of you getting killed. So not Mechazis. So why in that case don't you say you should kill him to save your life? So he says the Svar, that the Svar is not the Iker. The Iker Tam is Kabbalah Yisabiyadam because of the Chaim Raveir Vitzicha. Interesting. The Gemara says the Makar is the Svar. But Lefiler Menachanel, maybe you could say a little bit better that if it wouldn't be for any psukim, Avadi would say that Sals Mechazis, and if you both are going to die, then it is Nidcha. But once you have the Lima to Gilarayas, and by Gilarayas is saying it doesn't pass such a Svara, that Gilarayas is equal to Bekuch Nefesh, then the Pshad is that Veir is not Nidcha Bekuch Nefesh, so then you can make a Hekesh back. That just like Gilarayas is that way, so now let's learn that Ritzich is also that way. And now you'll learn out the Ritzicha is also a very Ritzicha. Now it's a din of Mechazis. Even when you don't have Mechazis, because both of them are going to die, but you have the Aver of Ritzicha, which is not Nilchem Nebikuach Nefesh. But that's his first Svar of Reb Chaim, not the hold of Karka Olam, because even though by Ritzicha the din would be Sheval Tasa, but Haite, you're learning out the Gilarais, it doesn't pass the Svar of Mechazis. Gilarais is also Chaim of the Aver, and there's no chil between with the Maisa, without a Maisa. That's the first Svar. The second Svar is that Taisus learns Mechazis means you're both equal. And when you're both equal, they didn't shev al tasa. But the Rishonim who don't hold of Karka Olam, could be they hold a different Svar. They hold the Svar that, hey, yes, someone's going to die anyway, so there's no reason to have a Dichoy of Pekuach Nefesh. Pekuach Nefesh is when you have a choice. If it's a Aveira being done or a Yid dying, so Mamela, there, Hashem says, I'd rather a Yid stay alive, I don't mind if Aveira is getting done. But if either way Yid's going to die, so then, you might as well not do the Aveira. I think Rashi Mamish says this. Rashi says, the whole time is V'chaibem, V'shechaviva, Nafshe Sheishof, Le'amakim Yeshin Amitzis, Amar Kosh Badriz V'chaibem. And here, anyway, right, Rashi says in Sanhedrin even more first. He says, the only reason why the Torah was matter, Pekuch Nefesh, Kaviv is Nefesh Yisrael. Anyway, is the Ibud Nefesh, so he didn't have a Melech Yidachis, who's Mitzavah and Ritzicha. So the time isn't because it's equal, you have to be Sheval Tas, so the time is because if anyway someone's dying, there's no Dichoy of the Chayim Behem. So that's of Chayim Svar. See, once we're saying that Rashi holds the Svar, so why Taka does Rashi hold Karka Ilam? So the Rishonim are mashma a different svar in Rashi. The Rishonim, the Ran, and other Rishonim are mashma the pshat is because since they could do the aveira of Gila Reis without the Isha's consent altogether, so Mamela it's not considered the Isha's facilitating it by doing it. It could be done without her. It's not because it's learned that from Ritzicha and Maichaz is with the whole Cheshvan of Taisis. It's that they don't have to ask your Rishus. So they say, if you don't do Gilarayas, I'll kill you. You're not doing the Gilarayas. They're doing it without any input from you. But in that case, it will come out, even by an Isha, if they wouldn't be able to do the Gilarayas without her doing something, facilitating it, so then it would be Yarek Valyavar. Now, Taisus also discusses, what do you do with Esther? Right? You have the Svar of Karka Olam. But Taisus wasn't sure about the Svar of Karka Olam. Taisus has actually two other Svaras. Like Rashi brings the Rai from Esther, why Esther was allowed to go to Achashverosh, why wasn't there a din of Yarek Vayavar? One svar is Karka Olam, but Isha you don't say Gila Reis is Karka Olam. The Rabbeinu Tam said the story because it's Bia Saka. Most of the Gemara in Ksuv is Daf Gimel Medeis, also of Lidish Bo'ein Ashari. It sounds like when the Hegmon wants to be boiled the Isha, that it's Mutafer, it's not Bikuch Nefesh, why don't you say it's Yarek Vayavar? And so Ben Tam also says, because it's Bias Akam, a guy is not considered Gilei Arayis, but a guy is Bias Akam, it's also good about that. And Taisus brings the Yesh Mefarshim, because there's no Anav, and that's why he disagrees with it. Because even with Anav, there's an Aveira, also there is Anav, it's just that Tzara is more than Anav, as the Taisus discusses the third chat. There's a fourth chat from the Baal Amor that holds, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, asks the Kashava, Esther Fehes Yahava. How could Esther go Tachashverosh, but for Hesse, a lot of people knew about it. And the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz is karka ilum, she didn't do a maisa, and the other terutz is anos atzmei shani. It was done not l'schav l'avir. It wasn't because they wanted her to be over in order to take away from a Yiddishkeit. It was just for the anos of echashverish anos atzmei shani. The Gemara there brings about chilul Shabbos that if someone is being forced to mechal Shabbos because the guy doesn't want him to keep Shabbos, if it's for es, it's yarek v'yamer. But if it's just for the personal pleasure that one forcing him, he needs the work, then there's no din of yarek v'yamer. No satsman shani. So the Balamar holds that the head to both of karka ilam and no satsman is also applies to gilei arayos. And the Ramban on Lechamis in Sanhedrin says no. That's a hetta legabe, the din of fehesed. It's the din by all mitzvahs shebetayra. If a guy tries to force the yid befehesed in front of 10 people, you have to be yarek v'yava by all mitzvahs. But there you have a hetter that it's only by mischan l'na'avira. It's not a hetter by an os atzmai. Only when they're doing it specifically, they mean geizu al adas. Nashengen if it's an os atzmai. So even though it's a hesed, it's mutter. Nashengen gilay rayin shvich hazdamim avid nizarim. That's a sechayim aver. It makes no difference what the guy's cheshbon is. And the Ramban time is, it's pashut that way, because what about for refuah? Right? The Gemara says about misrapim me'atzei asher. The Gemara says you're not allowed to use a veidazara, a tree from a veidazara, for refuah, even if it's been kuach nefesh, because a veidazara is yarek v'yavar. And when you use a tree for refuah, that's like a veidazara. Gemara m'sachem. There's no one forcing you to be aver. There's no, that's an asatzmai. Or the Gemara says he had somebody who had such a taiva for a woman that if he wouldn't be baila, he'll die. The Gemara says, Yarek v'yaver. Why? There's no one being miskaven l'avirit. Obviously, it's just the chaymer of the chait that's Yarek v'yaver. So, in fact, the Ramban. Now, the Ran Imsachim says a teretz. The Ran Imsachim says that whenever you want the actual avera, even though you want it for bikuach nefesh, but you want the actual avera, then the Balamar didn't say his heter. That's why by Avedazarim, you wouldn't, by Avedazarim is Bechalan Chaychana Satsmai. Because the guy always wants you to do Avedazarim. That's what he says. But even if you're doing Avedazarim to save your life, if the Pshad is you need the Maisa Avera to save your life, or you're doing Gilarais to save your life, that's not cool. That you don't have the heter of an Asatsmai. But the Pshad is Bechalan not interested in the Avera. And the guy is not interested in you outside Avera. The guy is interested in his own Anah. That's what the Balamar is saying, that you have that heter. And the Balamar holds the Anah Satsum is the heter even in the Gimel Averis, because you're not doing it for the Avera. You're doing it because the guy is forcing you. See, so it could be you could explain a little more. The Rambam says a Gevalna Gechidish. The Rambam says that let's say somebody doesn't, he's not Aymed bin Nisayim. Let's say there's a din that it's and he was Iver v'loy nerek. So the Rambam says he's potter from Isa, because Batsim is an Inus. It's only a din al Kiddush Hashem that he has to do it. He's potter from Isa. But the Rambam says that let's say somebody's sick and he has to be Du'a Vedazara or Gilei Arayos to get better, there he won't be potter from Isa. There he'll be Chayiv Misa, because that's not called an Inus. If the guy is forcing you, that's called an einus. If you're doing it for bikuach nefesh, that's not necessarily called an einus. So then you could explain the balamar. Batsin, there's no din of the chayyab behem by the gimel averus. So if there's an inyan of refuah, avadi mechuyev to avadi nalan to be even aver for refuah. But when the guy is forcing you, then it's an einus. So what's the din of yarev liyav? It's als kiddush Hashem. So that the balamar is saying, even by the gimel averus chamurais, if he's mechavel no asatzman, there's no din of Kiddush Hashem, and male, there's no din of Yarek Valyava.